the same high you get during gambling, especially when you start to win when you gamble, or when people take cocaine, that rush they get, or from some other drugs, those same pathways in our brains and the same chemicals that are involved in that rush are what we feel when we fall in love. So this idea that, you know, you get a high from it, well, truthfully, you do.
So there are chemical changes that occur that are different during a long-term relationship versus a short-term relationship, right?
You meet someone and you might be a little bit in lust with them. You begin to really, you want them. And as I said before, you get that rush, right? That feeling of a high almost. And if your body keeps producing that chemical, you're going to basically be wiped out, right? You're going to be absolutely physically exhausted. So it makes sense that your body has to some point shift over. And with that, we see that change from that lust or that really passionate first love, that euphoria, into more of a stable, long-term, more companionate love. It doesn't mean that you can't get that rush back, but what it does mean is that you can't sustain it.
Why is the first kiss so important?
Oh, my goodness. There are a lot of things happening in that first kiss. And here I'm not so much meaning like what's going on in your brain so much as physiologically what's going on at that moment, because there looks to be some sort of transmission of hormones in saliva. So, for example, one hypothesis is that, of course, men have usually more testosterone than women. So when women are exchanging some sort of saliva with men, they're getting testosterone, which actually serves to increase their sexual drive or desire at that point in time temporarily. So by kissing, men are actually helping to increase women's sex drive with them temporarily. Another idea is that you're actually tasting pheromones, or you're getting some sense of pheromonal action there, so you can tell whether that person is a good mate to you or not, which involves your sense of smell as well as taste. All sorts of interesting things go on at that moment. But my basis is, and where I guess I'm a little bit different than most people that do the biology, and is I think there's magic there, you know, and I don't think biology has even gotten close to that. We all know a fantastic kiss. Like, you know, when we've had one, you know it. And I don't think talking about swapping saliva cuts it. I don't think talking about pheromones cuts it. There is just a certain magic. And I don't think we understand what's going on there yet.
So what are your Valentine's Day plans?
Actually, right now, my boyfriend's putting down a kitchen floor, which excites me no end. He gave me chocolate this morning, which was definitely the one thing I wanted, and I really appreciated it. And we're going to have just dinner in. We're going to have a nice pasta and some wine and just relax. So we had a romantic getaway on the weekend, which was very nice. But I think tonight we'll just stay in and just relax with each other.
That sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking with me, and have a great evening.